أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today in tradition number 47 from 110 Lessons for Life from the Commander of the Faithful Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, we want to focus our attention on the topic of deceptive traps. Now before we go into the hadith and a short analysis of it, when we look at the world around us we realize that a trap is just that, it traps people or it traps an animal. For example, you look at traps that would be set in the wilderness, it's to catch prey. It's to catch them, maybe to kill them for food or for some other purpose. And when we look at traps in general, we see that they have three specifics, three characteristics. Not only a trap which would capture an animal, for example, in the forest or in the jungle, but even traps, and especially the trap that we want to look at today of the transient world, the deceptive aspect of the transient world, we see that traps actually have these three unique characteristics. Number one is that in order to capture the prey and to snare it and to eventually annihilate it, a trap has to be extremely powerful and strong. If you want to capture a large ferocious animal in the jungle or in a forest, you need to have a trap which is appropriate for that animal. You need to ensure it is powerful and strong enough to capture the animal, that it won't break, that the animal cannot get out of the grip. So that is one of the traits, one of the specific traits of a trap. It has to be very strong and powerful. The second trait of a trap is that it has to be hidden. Again, when you're going out to hunt an animal, you would not put a trap in the open. It would be hidden under trees or leaves or foliage. It would be kept in such a place that the animal would not be able to recognize it as a trap, so as to obviously avoid it. So not only is it strong, not only is it a fortified mechanism to capture the animal, but it is always hidden. It's kept secret. And number three, and most importantly, is that there has to be something around the trap to allure, to bait the animal to go close to it. Maybe some food, something that would be an attraction to that animal. And so a trap also has to have that allure, that bait to pull you towards it. Now this is for the animal. The animal kingdom, maybe a person who goes hunting for food. But what about us as human beings? Let us first look at the hadith from Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and then let us reflect on his beautiful words. He says the following: may the mercy of God be upon the individual who overpowers his base desires and passions and is saved from the deceptive traps of the transient world. We see in this tradition that the Commander of the Faithful begins with a supplication. He asks God to shower God's special mercy on that individual, on that believer who is aware of his responsibility, to the Creator, and that he also is sure that he is aware of the snares and traps of the transient world. What a beautiful way for the Commander of the Faithful to make prayer and supplication for those who are striving and struggling in this transient world. Now when we look at the traditions, and there are so many traditions, so we obviously don't want to go into all of them today in this short discussion, but we look at a lot of the traditions, we see that this world is again full of traps. There are many traps which have been laid down, which are there as an examination perhaps for us in the life of this temporal world. And one of the traps which our scholars allude to when they comment on this hadith is the one of status, of having a position within a society. And in fact, we have traditions, we have a hadith which tell us that the very last thing which would ever leave the heart of the truthful individual, of a righteous person, is the love of station or position within a society. And it doesn't matter how old you are, you could be 5 years old in a sandbox playing. And guess what? One of the children wants to be the king. He wants to be in charge of the playground, of the sandbox. He wants to be the one who sets the rules and the regulations playing. And this continues when we become 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years old. We want to be in charge many times. We want to be the head of this institution. We want to be the head of our religious center. We want to be the director for life, appointed for life. We don't want to give up that position. Because why? Because this is a human characteristic of wanting to take control, wanting to be in charge. So this is a trap, a snare that we have to be aware of. And as we mentioned with the three levels or the three characteristics of a snare, of a trap, that even this trap of wanting status and position in society is something that is, you know, it has all the same characteristics. It's very firm. It's very strong. It won't let go of us until we leave this world. It's also hidden. You know, sometimes people say, I don't want power or authority. I just want to be a good person. I just want to help and serve the community. I just want to be there to volunteer my time and my effort. But actually, they get into a position through that, maybe sincere intention. But because this is a trap, this is a snare, that hidden intention that they may not have had or may have been in the back of their head then begins to manifest itself. Because then as a volunteer, they become on the board of directors, as a, maybe a chairperson, as somebody within the apparatus, and it continues till they get to the level of a director or a president. And guess what? When they get to that level, they don't want to give up so easily. And they'll do anything that they can, including maybe rigging elections, including getting yes men on side to vote for them so that they can retain that position. And it's also has the bait around it, because who can disagree that to be in a position of authority is very sweet? To have people at your door doing your every wish is something pleasing to many people. But we have to be careful, as the Commander of the Faithful says, and he makes prayer for those individuals. He supplicates for those young men, those young women, those old men, those old women. He makes prayer for people in general who are able to keep their passions and desires and whims under control, who are able to realize that this is nothing but satanic temptation and a form of deviation from the right path. And he prays to the great creator, to Allah, to God, to bless that individual who does not seek these levels of authority, who is not deluded by the traps and the snares of this transient world. And if we want to be included within the supplication of the Commander of the Faithful, we have to ensure that we do not get to the level of letting our desires overcome us and letting all of the temptations and the glitter of the world get the best of us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.